AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The death toll is now 7 in the Amtrak train derailment in Philadelphia last night. Rescue crews searched the mangled wreckage for victims today as investigators try to determine why the train left the tracks. Passenger Jeffrey Cutler was asked about what he can still see in his mind from what happened.
But the image is still very vivid for you?
Yeah. I don't think I'll forget it soon.
Investigators recovered the train's data recorders and say they expect them to yield crucial information. A new Vatican treaty refers to Palestine as a state. AP correspondent Nicole Winfield reports.
This comes in the treaty that it has finalized with what it now calls the State of Palestine. Previously, the Vatican had diplomatic relations with the Palestine Liberation Organization, the PLO. Now it is clear, though, that they recognize the State of Palestine.
Israel says it's disappointed. President Obama welcomed Saudi Arabian leaders to the White House for discussions on his overtures to Iran. He met in the Oval Office with the Saudi Crown Prince and Deputy Crown Prince. He says the U.S. values its extremely close relationship with Saudi Arabia.
That dates back to Franklin Roosevelt and King Faisal, and we are continuing to build that relationship during a very challenging time.
The president says they will talk about the situation in Yemen as well as broader issues for the Gulf region. The modest wage growth over the past year may be having an impact on consumer spending. The Commerce Department says retail sales were unchanged in April after rising 1.1% in March. Sales have risen just 0.9% over the past 12 months. Gas prices are low. Unemployment has dropped. This is AP Radio News. There's word from South Korea's spy office that North Korea's leader has had a top government aide gruesomely executed. AP correspondent Yoon-jin Kim has more.
South Korea's spy agency told lawmakers Wednesday that North Korea's young leader Kim Jong-un had his defense minister executed with an anti-aircraft gun for complaining about him, talking back to him, and sleeping during a meeting.
Also said to have been purged was a lieutenant general and prominent architect who had frequently accompanied the North Korean leader on inspection tours. A 70-year-old man has been sentenced to 10 days in jail in the death of a pregnant Michigan woman whose Jeep Liberty exploded in flames after being rear-ended. The judge says the crash was caused by reckless and dangerous driving. Kayla White was one of more than 70 people killed in fires involving older Jeeps with plastic fuel tanks. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.